as it was a few weeks ago, that we received an email from a Central Coast dad about the bullying that his child was enduring at school and out of school as well.
Yeah, it had gotten to a point where I think the dad just was reaching out anywhere to try and get some advice and some help and some direction on how he can manage it as a parent.
Yeah, and we've spoken to a lot of people about this because school, a lot of kids aren't going back to today, but I think most are going back tomorrow.
Yeah.
So we'd speak, if you're in this situation, to Tony Fitzgerald, who is the head of Kids Helpline, about this bullying at school and beyond. We've got Tone with us this morning. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, Tony.
Morning, guys. How are you this morning?
Yeah, not too bad. The email that we received, when we read it, we were just going absolutely devastated.
It was heartbreaking.
And we reached out to the dad and we said, like, what do you do? From head of Kids Helpline, what is the first thing you do if your kid is being bullied? What is the first thing that you have to do?
Well, I think as a parent, the first thing you do is you sit down and have a really good conversation with your kid too. You know, it can be really difficult for parents to process this, but I think the first protocol, the first step is to sit, listen, learn, understand what's going on, and then agree with your child to take some kind of action. And that's the most important thing with bullying. It thrives in an environment where people, you know, a large community, people don't know what's going on, right?
Mm.
So it thrives in that kind of secrecy. So bring it out to the open. And the most important thing to do is look for avenues to report it. So if you're, you know, if you've got a school, most schools these days have got very strong anti-bully policies. So you need to kind of get your head around what that policy looks like and engage with the people at the school who are referenced in that policy. That's probably, you know, one of the first steps that you can take is really report it, bring it out to the open, make it known that this is occurring, and take some first positive steps to try and eliminate it.
Tony, we know that it can happen at school, but kids are at the shops after school and they're online a lot. And so bullying is not just a schoolyard issue. It's a community problem now. I mean, what are your thoughts on how to handle things outside of the schoolyard if it's continuing online and outside of school?
Yeah, and it's the same approach. You know, it is really, I'm glad I'm not a young person today, because when I was growing up, we had bullying, at our school, as did a lot of people. But we didn't have the 24/7 social media aspect of it as well, and that's really tricky. So it's, again, looking for avenues to report that behaviour. Most of those social media companies now have avenues where you can screenshot what's going on and report it. And if that doesn't get any traction, then you can approach the Office of the eSafety Commission, and they've got powers to be able to order social media companies potentially to take content down. I think the other avenue that a child and a parent has is to block the people who are undertaking the bullying behaviour. But I would also caution parents, you know, one of the initial reactions a parent can have is actually to take the device off the child so the bullying doesn't happen, but that actually tends to be counterproductive.
Mm.
And for a young person, that feels like they're being blamed or they're being punished
right, for
something. So it's important that, you know, young people use social media these days for a whole range of reasons, and there are a lot of positives in terms of that connection. So removing that device is not necessarily the best course of action in this case, but reporting it to the authorities, reporting it to the social media companies is a positive action that you can take.
So, Tony, as you said, you report it. If it gets so bad and your child is not wanting to go to school and they're being subjected to abuse, as Maz said, outside the school, do you go to the authorities? Do you go to the police?
Yeah, look, there can be that point in time where it does get so bad that it becomes potentially a police matter. So if that's the case, then yes, I would certainly encourage parents to take that step if they felt that it was appropriate. You know, we all hope that it never gets to that point, right? But you know, we understand that in some cases parents are there wit's end, they don't know what else to do. So, but I also think the other aspect is trying to get some support for their child as well through services like Kids Helpline.
Yeah, that is really important because I know, like, as a kid, you imagine that little kid being subjected to that abuse at school.
You don't want to talk about morning, it. You don't want to talk
no,
about
No, you don't
it.
Want to talk about every morning having to get up.
The dread.
To go, I've got to go to school and be faced with that. Is that where Kids Helpline, that is a free service 24 hours a day. What's the best number to call, mate?
Yeah, the best number is 1-800-55-1800, and that'll get a young person through to one of our hundreds of professionally trained counsellors who are there ready to support for whatever reason it might be. Mm. We've also got a great website, and I really want to encourage parents to have a look at this too, because there's a whole range of resources there that they can use to open up a conversation with their child around bullying. So if you jump on the website at kidshelpline.com.au, and you search for bullying, there's a whole range of resources. And it's a great conversation starter. I think every parent should try and be proactive in this space before bullying even starts to raise its ugly head.
Yeah.
And have that conversation with their kid around what to do if this happens.
Tony Fitzgerald, thank you very much from Kids Helpline.
Thank you, mate. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Thank you.